The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the country's nuclear program is just an excuse for the United States to continue its enmity toward the Iranian nation. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei referred to the history of U.S. hostility toward the Iranian nation. He said that the U.S. officials had targeted Iran with various forms of plots, campaigns, and schemes before the nuclear issue even existed. The leader rejected as simplistic or ill-intended those statements made by some elements who claim that if Iran gives up its nuclear rights, all economic and other problems facing the country will be resolved overnight. Ayatollah Khamenei defended the Iranian negotiating team against internal criticism. He said the Iranian negotiators, who have held talks with the UN Security Council's permanent members plus Germany, are shouldering a tough responsibility. The leader, however, reiterated his skepticism of U.S. intentions, saying a smiling enemy cannot be trusted.
مذاکره ای که امروز انجام میگیرد با شش کشور که آمریکا هم جزء این شش کشور است، این مذاکره فقط در مورد مسائل هسته‌ای است ولا غیر. بنده هم اول امسال در مشهد مقدس در سخنرانی گفتم در موضوعات خاص مذاکره اشکالی ندارد، منتها گفتم من اعتمادی ندارم، خوشبین نیستم به مذاکره، لکن میخوان مذاکره کنن برن بکنن.
Well, joining us now is journalist and political commentator Hamid Golpira from studios in Tehran to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Golpira. Now, it is interesting to note that when you look at the history of U.S. policy towards the Islamic Republic of Iran, even before the onset of the issue of the nuclear energy program, the U.S. has adopted hostile policies towards Iran. So it is quite fair to say, wouldn't you agree, that the nuclear issue is just an excuse?
Well, yes, I agree that the nuclear issue is being used as an excuse to undermine Iran, to cause problems for Iran, because the United States has a history of causing problems and social, political, economic problems for Iran. And the nuclear issue could also be seen as an economic issue, because if they say you can have a nuclear reactor and not the ability to produce fuel, that costs money to buy fuel from another place. When Iran has uranium mines, Iran has the ability to produce nuclear fuel through uranium enrichment. If they try to tell Iran you can't do this, this undermines the country economically.
So keeping in mind the leader's comments made earlier today, what do you see coming out from the negotiations between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany? Are we going to see a concrete breakthrough, or is the U.S. going to put up obstacles just for the sake of continuing these sanctions?
Well, it is possible that the U.S. continues to try to put up obstacles, and because of their policy, that they probably will try to do that. But at the same rate, they can't turn against the whole world completely. If the whole world is going in one direction, for example, the non-aligned movement, NAM countries, are in favor of Iran, and many of the countries of the global south are opposed to Iran being pressured in this way over the nuclear issue. So the United States can't just eternally, you know, turn against the whole world. And so maybe even if they don't want to, they might have to accept some kind of deal with Iran, because now they've been dragging things on for this long period of time, trying to say Iran should be not allowed to have uranium enrichment, when at the same time Iran has signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It's part of the NPT, it's part of the IAEA. The nuclear inspectors from the IAEA have never found that Iran is producing nuclear weapons, so it is allowed to produce nuclear fuel according to the terms of the NPT, according to the IAEA statute. Iran's not violating the international laws, according to the IAEA inspectors itself. So it shouldn't be that Iran is being treated as if it's being caught producing nuclear weapons. It hasn't been. So under international law, Iran is allowed to produce nuclear fuel. So there's no justification for saying Iran should not have uranium enrichment. enrichment. So eventually, hopefully with the help of the rest of the world, which also sees the hypocrisy of this whole thing, that Iran will be allowed to produce a nuclear fuel for its nuclear reactors.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see how that pans out. Journalist and political commentator Hamid Golpira, they're joining us from studios in Tehran. Thank you very much indeed.